with whom I am well pleased. This is the baptismal identity of Jesus, as well as all those who were baptized and will be baptized in Jesus' name. This is a new identity for the people of God that grounds us to our core of our being. We are deeply loved. We are the beloved with whom God is well pleased. And we were told in the beginning of this story that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit immediately led him to the wilderness to fast and to be tempted. Very interesting, right? When you get charged up with the Holy Spirit, right? We all might have some other projects. What are we going to do with the Holy Spirit, right? But the Holy Spirit in the story, it taught us that the Holy Spirit is not like things we could put in our bank it and grow it and use it when we need it, right? Immediately when Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, like that image of the glass filled to the brim, almost ready to overflow, the Spirit led him to a great adventure. So I guess in our own baptismal identity, when you get filled with God's Holy Spirit, that is what is going to happen. You get being led into an adventure that you may not have asked for, you may not have prepared for, but God has prepared everything to sustain you. It's interesting to notice that in the story, the presence of the devil does not imply the absence of the Spirit, right? The Spirit has never left Jesus. During those 40 days, he was in the wilderness, right? It's important to remind us as well, when we too start hearing voice, that we start doubting ourselves, start doubting our worthiness, maybe because some mistake we did in life, maybe because something that we did not do up to the standards that we like to measure ourselves, or maybe because it was due to harm that others has done to us, change affected our sense of self-worth. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Spirit, when all those voices, which devil is just a descriptor, right? Devil in Jesus' day was never someone with a pitchfork, right? So devil could be anything who speaks these voices that engage us into a self-doubting conversations. That is the experience with the devil. And when that happens, reminds ourselves that the Spirit is still with us. We are the baptized. In the hardest moments of your life, remind yourself the Spirit has never left you, because you are God's beloved, with whom God is deeply, deeply pleased. This lens just want to invite us to focus on three simple themes. The first one, return. Well, the three themes is, I actually put it on the sign if you drove by this morning and noticed, return, relax, renew. Jesus returned to the wilderness. Why? Because this is the place that he knows that it is one of those few places in his day that is outside the reach of the colonizing power of the Roman empires. The wilderness is this place that the systemic exploitations through colonizations hardly touch. And Jesus placed himself, returned to this place that he knew that he had the best chance to hear the voice of what he called his Father, the Creator, who loved him and everything in creation into existence. What are your places to return to this land? It could be something that you have experienced nourishment. You were led to receive food that actually satisfied before. It can be some places that you would take a leap of faith because somebody have told you that there is food that satisfies in this place. Secondly, relax. The story is quite interesting, right? Jesus was fasting for 40 days, actually. He was fine. The voices of the devil did not bother him until towards the very last end of the 40 days. So wilderness happens to be a place that Jesus can really relax. Given the noises that surround us these days, especially the external noises, that really affects our ability to trust leaders in the world or leaderships. It is important to return to the place of nourishment, to be able to relax and reconnect. So, what things this season you need to put in place so that you may relax? Rather than just, I know some of us were raised in church that Lent is a season to strive, try harder. Helen, on Ash Wednesday, service, she preached a sermon really to help us to see that that is not what Lent is about. It's not trying to be perfect, to be that perfect game, but actually to relax, to lean on the mercy of God. That is what Lent is about, to lean more on the mercy of God. Renew. How can we renew and take hold of our baptismal identity or of the devil's challenge to Jesus is in this quid pro quo form? If you do this, then this thing happens. If something happens, that will happen. My Lutheran friends actually call this language the if-then language as the language of the law. And they said, and they identify that the language of the gospel is very different from the language of the law. The language of the law is always, you need to prove yourself. if you do this, you are righteous, you are good. You do this and this and this, and we spend all our life proving ourselves and fail miserably, only to create that space that we can learn to trust God again. But the language of the gospel is like this: because of this, therefore, because I am a child of God, I don't have to worry about when there is no food on the table just yet, because I trust that God will look after me. Because, therefore, is the language of the gospel. And Jesus, through this conversations, whether it was in his head or in a more animated form, he get renewed in his own firm identity as the beloved one of God and is able to begin his ministry after the 40 days in the desert. So the invitation is as simple as this: this season, return, relax, and renew. Amen.